This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, I rarely did accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, or blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome again to Righteous Companions. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm going to talk about the fitna that the Righteous Companions were exposed to. And wallahi, each one of them did his best. Each one of them, with no exception, did his best. But this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Today, as we cover the final stages of the life of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, we find ourselves having to to talk about the battle of the camel. Because the creed of a Muslim, that we should not willingly get into that fitna, especially if you're not a good navigator. I'm not saying I am one. I'm just hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will make me one, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a warning to all the Muslim Ummah regarding that era. I mean, from the death of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an, all the way to the time when al-Hasan, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, made that courageous move and he given the pledge to Muawiyah to fulfill the prophecy of his grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, who does not speak out of his desire, when he raised him up as an infant, as a little boy in the masjid in front of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told them, inna waladi hadha sayyid, my grandson is a leader. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use him to make up between two fighting groups from the Muslims. I stress the Muslims. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the emotions were high in the around amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Talha and Zubair, Aisha and the rest of the companions, Muawiyah radiallahu an, the emotions were so high, demanding of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, to get those who killed Uthman, the rebels. But the wisdom, the fiqh, the understanding of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, was high. And this is what we believe. He understood that going after the rebels at this very time, it is not the wise move. The rest of the companions did ijtihad. That's ijtihad. That's what we call ijtihad. They thought this is the right thing to do. But Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh also thought the right thing to do is to settle the matter. And then after that, he will take care of the killers of Uthman. Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhum marched to Mecca to meet with the mother of the believers, Aisha, radiyallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his wife in Jannah, in Mecca. She was yet to return from Mecca to Medina after performing Hajj, and she heard the news of the killing of Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anha, radiyallahu anhu. And she became so outraged as well, angry and upset. And she talked to the people around her about getting those killers. But again, emotions is not everything. Emotions is something, and wisdom is something else. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Talha and Zubayr, radiyallahu anhum, after giving the pledge to Ali ibn Abi Talib to be Amir al-Mu'mineen, 2 days later they asked him to get those who killed Uthman. Also Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu refused to give the pledge to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu as Amir al-Mu'mineen. Not because he does not want him to be Amir al-Mu'mineen, because he's a family member of Uthman. And he did ijtihad too. He thought this is the right thing, and he's entitled to this, to request the blood of Uthman. Especially after Naila, the wife of Uthman, who was with him when these killers killed him, sent to Muawiyah, the very well-established leader in Isham, in Damascus, sent to him the garment of Uthman, the garment of Uthman, and also her fingers that was cut when they were killing Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Emotions were high. Zubayr and Talha made it to Mecca. They met with Aisha radiallahu anha, and they told her that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu sees that this is not the right time, because these rebels are all over the place. This is exactly what they said to Aisha, and this is a testimony from them that what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said was right. But again, they were emotional. They felt the guilt that some people, strangers, have nothing to do with the ummah, came and killed Uthman from amongst them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Talha, Zubayr, and Aisha, radiyallahu an al-jami'a, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them, under the recommendation of Abdullah ibn Amir, this was the appointed leader of Uthman in al-Basra, a place in Iraq. He told them, why don't you come to with me to al-Basra? And I have a lot of supporters there, and I will rally the people so that we can get more help to support Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, in getting these rebels to justice. They said yes. They went. And just to let you know that everything was ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a beautiful hadith fi Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah rahimahullah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he spoke to his wives and he said, أَيَّتُكُنَّ صَاحِبَةُ الْجَمَلِ الْأَدْبَبِ تَنْبَحُهَا كِلَابُ الْحَوْأَبِ. When Aisha radiallahu anha, which one of you, my wives, is the one who will be riding on that camel, the hairy one, and she will be parked upon by dogs surrounding a well for a tribe called Bani Amir, called Al-Hawab. The well is called Al-Hawab. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when Aisha radiallahu anha and Talha and Zubayr are in there with Abdullah ibn Amir, are in their way to Al-Basra, she heard the parking of dogs. She asked them, which will is this? They said, this is the will of Bani Amir. It's called Al-Hawab. Ya Allah. She said, ما أظني إلا راجعة. I think I'm going to return. I have to return. Because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning me, telling me about this. One day he called Abu Nas, his wives, and he said, which one amongst you will be riding the camel? She will be parked upon by the dogs of a will called the Hawab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, she will about to perish, and a lot of people will die to her right and to her left. Talha bin Zubayr said to her, Ya Ummah, my mother, come and rescue the Ummah. Come and help us, our mother. She went. When they arrived, brothers and sisters in Islam, in al-Basra, and after Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, learning that they went there, he wanted to go and explain to them in person that the only reason that stops him from going after these rebels, that they are all over Medina, and I'm afraid if I go and fight them, this will cause more fitna. Allow some time until things settle down, and then we will get those who killed Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. When Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu is about to march to al-Basra, he did not go with an army. Almost 1,000 men around him, because that was his intention. When he is about to leave, Abdullah ibn Salam took the robe of his camel. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, do not transform the leadership of the Ummah from al-Madinah. Do like your predecessors, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. But he insisted, and he arrived in al-Basra as well. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Talha, Zubayr, and Aisha radiallahu anhu al-jami' and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu al-jami' are now in al-Basra. Let's take a short break and come back to talk more about the battle of the camel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God.
Dear viewers, Hoda programs can be watched in the English section of the in-flight entertainment directory on board all Saudi airline flights, domestic and international. Sit back, relax, and enjoy watching Hoda's entertaining and enlightening shows on your trip. Hoda wishes you a safe and successful journey. Hoda, a light in every home.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God. Muhammad's message.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the battle of the camel breaks the heart, but this is the destiny of that generation. When Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh learned that Aisha, Talha and Zubayr made their way to al-Basra, what was their intention? Is to rally the people, to help Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, to basically get those who killed Uthman. Ali ibn Abi Talib also marched to al-Basra. What was his intention, brothers and sisters in Islam? Pure, like the purity of Aisha and Talha and Zubayr. His intention was to convince them that this is not the wise move at this time, but it will be done in the future. When the rebels learned that Ali ibn Abi Talib and Talha and Zubayr and Aisha will be in Basra, they became so concerned that they may make up there, and this will lead to their killing, which is the right thing So they also marched. Abdullah ibn Saba' and his helpers, they also marched to al-Basra. And there, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu sent someone that the scholars debate over him being a companion or not. His name is Al-Qa'qa ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, who went to Talha, Al-Zubayr and Aisha as a delegation from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and he spoke to Aisha, Ya Ummah, my mother, what brought you here? She said, Abdullah ibn Amir, the appointed leader of al-Basra, said that he has a lot of help here that can be granted to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in order to get those rebels who killed Uthman ibn Affan. Then al-Qa'qa radiallahu anhu told her, Ya Ummah, Ali ibn Abi Talib does not mind all of this, but he's asking for more time. More time, because the rebels are all over the Muslim world, especially in Medina. And he's concerned that this will cause more fitna. Why don't you go back to Medina and allow Ali ibn Abi Talib to take care of this? Brothers and sisters in Islam, she agreed, Talha agreed, Az-Zubayr agreed. And he went back to Ali ibn Abi Talib, delivering the news to him. The rebels heard about that agreement, but they knew that if Ali ibn Abi Talib stays in al-Basra while they are there, he's so eloquent and he will get a lot of support in order to kill them. So they decided to plot again. So they divided themselves into two groups, and they ended up at night in the darkness attacking the place where Aisha, Talha and Zubayr are and the place where Ali and his helpers are. Each one of those, Talha, Zubayr, Aisha and their helpers, Ali and their helpers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them, thought that the attack came from the other party. So the battle of the camel erupted. So many companions died in this battle. The camel of Aisha radiallahu anha was killed too, and she was about to die. They kept killing one another, brothers and sisters in Islam. Fitna. Fitna has no eyes, has no ears. So many of them died until the break of dawn. Then Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu side was victorious. Then he went to Aisha, talking to her, يغفر الله لك يا أمة, may Allah forgive you, my mother, Aisha. And then he given her provision, and he sent with her some people to guard her all the way to Medina. This is the battle of the camel, brothers and sisters in Islam. Ended with the army of Ali victorious. Then Ali demanded from Muawiyah to give him the pledge, and Muawiyah refused. Then the battle of Siffin was there. And it ended also with the army of Muawiyah raising the Quran on the tip of the swords, asking for arbitration. And the arbitration led to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu giving up the Imara for a while. And that led to the emergence of a group from his own army called the Khawarij. And they were the people who killed Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Al-Khawarij. Some people who had a problem with the decision of Ali not to harm Aisha and they had a problem with him giving up the leadership. But Ali ibn Abi Talib, with his courageousness, he given up with his bravery, he given up the leadership to spare the blood of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters in Islam, that group ended up killing Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. When he used to wake up before Fajr to walk around the houses of the Muslims, calling them, reminding them that this is Fajr time, a man whose name is Abdul Rahman ibn Maljam stabbed him and killed him. With this, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali ibn Abi Talib died. Then his son, Al-Hasan, radiyallahu anhu, took the leadership of the Muslims, and he received the pledge from the rest of the Muslims, and he did something that needed to be done, and he took that move. Again, he is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he let go. He given the pledge to Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhu, and he fulfilled the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that my grandson is a leader. One day Allah will make him the means to make up between two sides of the Muslims. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to close this era by warning you again that the history about this era was written after it, and it was politically motivated in some cases, instigated. Actually, three groups wrote the history of this era. Group number one, the people who were allied to the next leadership of the Muslims, Bani al-Abbas. You see, after Bani Umayyah, Muawiyah and his rule with his children and all his offspring ended, Bani al-Abbas took charge of the Muslims. The history was written then, years later. So the first group, a group that wrote the history to basically make Bani al-Abbas happy at the expense of some of these companions. The second group, people who already established false creed once it came to the companions. Like we always stress and say that our creed towards all the companions who were part of this fitna or not, is they are all good. They made some calls. Some of it was right, some of it was wrong. But they all were well-intended, and they did a lot of good deeds that will expiate their shortcomings. But these people in the second group, they already established a creed that Ali is, and Uthman is, and they love and they hate based on that creed. As for the last group who wrote the history of that era, is the group of the scholars of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Athir, Al-Hafidh ibn Asakir, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. But again, a warning, they compiled everything, but with its chain of narration. For you, before you take any text, you must make sure that it's authentic. So be careful. Even if you open a book like Al-Bidayah wal-Nahaya or Al-Tariq ibn Asakir, be careful what you read there, because the fact that they placed it there does not mean it's right. They placed it there in order to compile everything for the Ummah to come back and authenticate it before they present it to others. With this, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have completed the four righteous companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Khulafa al-Rashideen. Inshallah, the next episode of Righteous Companions, we will then, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, talk about other names, and we're going to try to pick and choose names that you may not be familiar with, or with their story at least. Till then, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Pen spread in the world to the people who needed to hear. Oh, how rarely did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend.